Well, a high-ranking Hamas leader serving life in an Israeli prison has begun a hunger strike. Palestinian military leader Ibrahim Hamed is protesting his move to solitary confinement. Now, he was placed there 3 months ago by prison officials for, quote, suspicion of involvement in forbidden activity. The Ramallah-based Palestinian Prisoners Club has said that over 200 Palestinians spread across numerous Israeli prisons will join the fast to some degree, as some 1,500 Palestinian prisoners ended a successful hunger strike in Israeli prisons in May of 2012. In that incident, the incarcerated wanted visits from relatives in Gaza and the removal from solitary confinement. Crossing to Gaza, Press TV's correspondent Ashraf Shannon. Ashraf, good to have you with us. Ashraf, we're getting some breaking news that basically has congratulated Mr. Hamed. Hamas basically has said that he has been removed from solitary confinement. Do you have anything on this?
Yes, Marzia, the Hamas movement has made a statement shortly congratulating Ibrahim Hamed and the other prisoners who stood by him in this very harsh situation, his solitary confinement. And they also praised the strong efforts against the Israeli prison service, who decided to put him in solitary confinement. So basically, Hamas has acknowledged that Ibrahim Hamed is no longer in solitary confinement, and they will not go on hunger strike. Ibrahim Hamed and 200 other prisoners have threatened that they will go on hunger strike today if Ibrahim Hamed is not removed from solitary confinement. Marzia, there's currently 5,000 Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. There's nearly 500 Palestinian prisoners who are serving life and multiple life sentences. For example, Ibrahim Hamed is serving 54 life sentences in Israeli jails. Palestinian factions have been calling all the time for the capture of Israeli soldiers and exchange them for Palestinian prisoners. We had the Palestinian Islamic Jihad calling for the immediate capture of Israeli soldiers to release Palestinian prisoners, similar to that swap deal that ended the incarceration of over 1,000 Palestinians in 2011. A lot of people, Palestinians in Gaza, the West Bank, and occupied Jerusalem, as well as the prisoners themselves, they don't want the so-called peace negotiations with Tel Aviv to end their incarcerations. They want a dignified prisoner deal to get them out of their incarceration.
Well, it appears obviously that pressure or that threat has been effective. Are there talks of perhaps actually carrying out a hunger strike for so many other prisoners, one that have been either imprisoned for no reason at all, which of course are a lot of the prisoners there, or some of the others who are having, as you said, this one particular individual, 54 multiple life sentences, which is something quite unbelievable. Is it likely that the Palestinians, though, in general, will use this tactic to try to put more pressure on Tel Aviv to make the situation better for those prisoners?
Marzi, on April 17th marks Palestinian Prisoner Day, and by that time we expect something to happen inside the Israeli jails with the Palestinian prisoners. The only weapon that the Palestinian prisoners know is hunger strike, and this is the only thing that has been effective while dealing with the Israeli prison service. We're talking about, as I mentioned, nearly 5,000 Palestinian prisoners, 200 children, 19 women, and hundreds of prisoners who actually went inside Israeli jails while they were children, and they are grown-ups now inside Israeli jails.
Okay, what a sad story. Thank you so much for being with us, Ashraf Shannon, Press TV's correspondent out of Gaza.